Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sunday. This is Jethro Smith, the founder and the fun guy who really enjoys this crazy, wild Psychics Gone Wild show. Sorry, today it took a little bit to get the other music together. I always try to use it to get everything set. And we have, which we always do, one of our phenomenal guests, but we have a really unique experience today. Those of you who are listening, yesterday was an auspicious day. For those of you who know and keep track of it, it means it was a very sensitive day. So what you did yesterday is what you're getting the reaps of today. Obviously, it must have been a very positive day because we have a positive guest with us. We have our fun, phenomenal family member from California, Melissa Berman. All of you are going, whoa, and I've got a couple of you already emailing. Hang on, you guys, you're hitting the boards too hard. We'll get to everybody. We've got Melissa Berman, who's not only internationally recognized as an intuitive spiritual coach. Melissa is clairaudient. She's clairsentient. She's also clairvoyant. She's just a fun all-around person. Melissa, how are you today in California?
Hi, Jethro. How are you? Hi, everybody. Are we the sun has entered Sagittarius, and we're getting through the last dregs of all the scorpionic, you know, punching bag stuff that everybody seems to have had to go through, and just hang in there. The more I read and research and I'm hearing and stuff as well, we're clearing out a whole lot of stuff to create this brand new world, and just hang in there. And hi to everybody in the chat room. I'm not good at the chat stuff. Hi, Janice, Steve. Hi, everybody, and it's so great to be with you, Jethro, my sweet friend and hero. Mm-hmm.
You are my friend, too. And we have a very good news here from all of you guys who are keeping track of our Psyche's Gone Wild contest. And if you want to get in, here's the time to hear about it. Those of you who out there have been listening to our show know that we have different types of shows on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And so any of those days that you want to put a video together for whoever's on that show and say something how you feel honestly about that host or hostess on that day and what you feel with Psyche's Gone Wild will be put in our contest. We'll run this through YouTube. Psyche Jethro Inc. is what my company. I will run that through there. I will promote it, and whoever picks the most video will be our winner. They will win a one-hour psychic reading with me. They've also had Russell and a couple of others have asked. They want a totem reading by Jan Bach Drakey, and they also want a 20-minute session with Melissa. So Psyche's Gone Wild will pay for that, and then all of us will do that for a Christmas present. Now
yeah,
you
we
guys
will.
Have-
Yeah, and Christmas, Kwanzaa, and everything in between.
Now you guys have upped the ante, and we have already got videos in. We do request that you do, that has to be correct spelling only, because if you put down Jethro, one knows who I am, but Jethro, you know, and another thing is psychics. It is one of those words. We had a couple of you that I ask you, it's PSY. You know, I love the fact that we had a video in. I'd love to be a physics, but I'm actually a psychic and have to go with that. So we have a couple of you already winning. Old Man Steve has put out a video for Jan and Peg. He is very assertive, and today I got news in that Mr. Merman's daughter is going to make sure that Amy Kavanaugh's show Wednesdays is the best. Then as we went through the emails, we have a gentleman from Eric. We want to thank you from Scotland. He says that he's been listening, and until now he's not felt positive energy until Melissa Berman hit the airwaves. So he's making a video. He thinks Sundays is the best. What we're going to do and what you guys love is just put the person's name in there, because we are switching. December comes and we all switch around. But the most important thing is whichever host or hostess you feel. You know, we always have fun with this. I love Russell. You put together a new original one and you promoted actually three of our people, starting with Gary Wimmer, Dan Drakey, and he promoted Patty Negri, which is three different shows all together. What I love about it is that you did put out a video that you were crying because there's no Saturday show. So have fun with it, and that's what we want, and that's what we do here. Those of you who kept track, this week has been a busy contest, just keeping up. We always do it on Sundays, and then we'll get to the phone and the fun reading. The winner of the hostess who or host who would be the best parent for a sea turtle that's going to be let loose here in Florida, they will be the adopted parent of the sea turtle and will name the turtle, is Amy Kavanaugh. It was a tie between our totem reader, Jan Bach Drakey, and our mermaid, and Chris was our picker, and he decided on Thursday to name Amy as the winner and the mother of that turtle. She has graciously accepted.
Oh,
she
congratulations. That's so great.
On Wednesday's show, and we thank you, fans. We've had the most fun, and now Friday, we are going to be giving away next Friday an artist work from my sister, Linda Jolly Richards. Those of you who know her through Psyche's Gone Wild, she has been on the show and discusses the Native American side from my family of the Blackfoot on what the different meanings of totems are. Linda has graciously given one of her art pictures to be given away. It will be given away on Patty's show on Friday. We have more contests coming. This is December. Christmas is coming. Get ready to grab onto Ladies of Wrangell Jewelry. We have books by Pamela Cummings, Gary Wimmer, Jethro Smith. We've got all of it here. We just got an announcement, was given some work that we are going to be bringing in some other positive jewelry, and we're also going to be bringing in some more rocks. Gemstones will be given away in December. You guys, hang on. We're just getting more wilder and more fun. Why do we do it? Because you're our fun family. And it also gives us a chance to see what you guys want. We put in at psychesgonewild.com. in your email. You have to send it to psychicjethro@aol.com because of the videos. We just got a new video in today. We'll be looking at that. I'm not even sure who it is. We've been so busy. We love all of you guys. And Melissa, I have an email here for you right off the bat. Melissa, I have listened into the show for quite a few weeks now. I'm very impressed, and I have something very serious I have to ask you with an email. I'm not calling in because I'm a little embarrassed about it. Melissa, please help me with this. My name is Janice, and I have dated a gentleman named Carl for 6 months. We have been in a relationship. Everything was going real well. And then 2 weeks ago, he wrote me a letter explaining to me that he needed some time to himself and that we would be breaking up. I let him decide for both of us that this was the best thing. I did not feel right about it. I feel really terrible. What do I do, Melissa? Should I contact him? I'm feeling miserable in Minneapolis.
Oh, sweet Janice. I'm so sorry. The first thing that came to my mind is that deliver of bad news, but it feels like he's seeing someone else. And this is how he chose to, I could be wrong, and I wish I were, but that was the first thing that came through, that he is seeing someone else. And because I'm not emotionally involved with it, and actually, Janice, you have nothing to be embarrassed of. You've done nothing wrong. You loved with your heart open. This man has control issues. This is stemming back, unfortunately, to a childhood issue with you, with a parental, parental kind of vibe, whether it was your natal father or someone else. It might be a past life thing. But right now it just feels like your heart is being, ripped out of your chest, and it's almost like a tug of war you're dealing with. Very strongly, the guidance that's being shared, Janice, is just take the break now. You just move on. If you want to write a letter and not mail it, just get all your feelings out. Process it for a little while before you do anything. You have the right to speak your word for truth and say, look, I didn't have any say in this. What gives you the right to say this to me? But process it first a little bit before you do that so that you can stand in your power and in your grounding. What do you think, Jethro?
Oh, I'm very much behind you, Melissa. I got chills. You definitely hit that right on the head. And definitely, contact us again, Janice. We are here for you. This is what we want all of you guys to know. PsycheGoneWild.com room and Facebook is there for all of us when we have times. I know of two other individuals who, when they were going through relationship times, they put in there, they wrote to us, different friends of us in there. You can usually catch one of us in that room at pretty much any time. So those of you who are working on it, we had another individual write, we want the 800 number, Jethro. You promised it to us 2 months ago. What are you doing? I'm getting the 800 number. We've got one together. In fact, you guys asked for it. You got it. And Dina Flanagan's going to manage that. So you will be able to call the number. She will pick up. And then Gary Wimmer will be the other person. And they can set up with you whoever you want to be read by. They will contact or give you the information through their email or phone numbers off of psycheGoneWild.com. Or actually what we've even got working on is we're doing an app together for Facebook. So it'll be already set up where you want Melissa, you push the button, and like a jukebox, she'll come up to be able to read for you within 24 hours. That's the quickest we can do. Love you guys. We've got it. I hear they've also got, I'm supposed to quickly let you know, old man Steve is just contacting me, and I wrote in the room. He's letting me know on email. I will be doing a Christmas video for you guys because I just love you, Jethro. You made me laugh. And that wild Jan Bach Drakey. She's in our chat room, old man Steve, so come on in and say hello. We've always got here. He just loves Jan's show. Jan is the most positive. I found out today listening in, I think Melissa may be my favorite, too. Am I fickle? Because I love these gals. No, you're not fickle, Steve.
Oh, we love you, too, honey.
We love us. And let me know that will qualify you for this, too, that all of a sudden you will, able to be qualified for that. So yes, that's what's so fun about it. Last year, remember, you guys, we gave away so many prizes. We'll be giving away a lot more prizes. I do have a couple of you on the phone. We will limit to one question. Please, when I ask your hello with you, you can tell us your name to help me out, because our phone lines are so packed, sometimes they will kick off if you don't talk right away. I don't want to drop or lose anybody. 310, how are you for being...
Hi, Jethro. This is Anna. I called in last week and spoke to you guys.
Hi, you rock, Anna. Love you.
Hi. I wanted to tell you two things. The place I'm moving to in Florida is actually Tampa.
Ah!
I heard that you guys lived there after we hung up, and I thought that was ironic, but we'll have to meet. But the second thing I was going to ask you, actually, is so the house I called in last week about, when you said that there was a realtor, like, pushing for us, I was like, I don't know what she's talking about because I don't have a realtor. I was dealing with the owners. But then that deal fell through, and we found a different house that I'm so in love with, and there is a realtor, and my realtor does seem to be pushing for me. Oh, so nice. I'm just wondering if that's the house that you saw me, you know, closing on, and we're looking at closing on it, like, on the 11th of December. So I'm just wondering if you see that.
Well, I'm going to throw it right back at you. Do you love the house?
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
So there's your answer. I mean, when guidance comes through, Anna, it's your sacred guidance that's being shared by your angelic team. So for this guidance to come through, whatever feels right in your heart, I mean, you're moving to Tampa and you found your house. I think that's just like it. I think that's it. And just really enjoy this process because real estate in Florida is hard. Good real estate is hard to come by anywhere right now. And you're so happy with this, and just it's like you're going to have a magic carpet ride as a result of this. So just yes, absolutely yes. All
good.
Day.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that this one wasn't going to fall through again because I know I was going to be like, no.
Well, I had no way of knowing what was going on with you with the other one. It wasn't meant to be because there wasn't a real estate agent. You remember the guidance? I vaguely remember. I never always remember people's readings because it's that sacred space. But I do remember now, because that's what's being shared with me, that it was you have to follow everything, point A, point B, point C, point D, with inspections and that. And that's what a real estate agent does for you. That's what a broker does for you. That's the deal.
Exactly.
So
well,
that's why that guidance
found
came
is,
through.
Like, amazing.
That's why that guidance came through like that. They never tell us everything black and white and purple in between. Everything is always a clue for us to get to our next step. So even when we call and we have readings, we're going to get guidance and then it's going to be something else. I'm just blown away. I'm so excited for you. And I just seem, like I said, you know, I'm the messenger and whatever is coming through is your guidance. And it's very exciting, very, very exciting. Thank you for sharing that with us. Jethro, anything you want to add to that?
I do, and I feel this. And Anna, I'm really impressed because you'll be able to be here also on the right when you get your house that weekend. We're going to be having a drumming circle here, and what we're trying to put together is Wednesdays and Fridays are coming together, which I used to be. Now I'm actually all over the place, but it's going to be Amy Kavanoff and Psychic Jethro and me together putting together an intense class. We're going to start out with drumming, then we're going to take the drum, go out to Clearwater. Amy's going to do her energy and some clairvoyant work, mediumship, and we're going to raise the energy there with the Water Maiden to bring in positive life. It's going to be a blast. So definitely keep track with us. I feel you here as one of the family here, and I have like psychic circles. I work 3 to 5 nights a week. We do all types of class. You know, we love Tampa. Tampa's where it's where I rock. It's like, it's just cool here. So.
I'm really excited. I've actually never been there. So when I come and close down the house, it's going to be my first time.
Oh, my God. You're so
good.
I know. To be there. Little mermaid girl you are.
I'm so
excited.
I'm
thinking about moving there myself.
You know, it's
I'm
so funny you just said mermaid.
Yeah.
Because we have this awesome pool that, like, has, like, a beach, and then it goes into a pool, and then we're also on a lake.
Good grief.
Perfect.
That's
hey, you're,
wonderful.
Yeah. You're feeling the energy, and I'll tell you what's cool is I wasn't so wild about the idea, and then I found the really coolest thing out here is that I came and got a blessing right off. Look in the water right here in the bay, and I saw three dolphins come in, very strong, very energy, come right up. They do play with their food. I did tease them about that, but I had a fun time watching them, and it's a blessing here. Dolphins are a very good sign of psychic work. If you're seeing them or feeling them in your dreams, contact me, and we'll talk to you about it. We saw that they grabbed Anna. We're on to the next person. We are wild. Hello, Skype caller.
Yeah, hi, Jethro. This is Deep.
Hi,
Mesa.
Hey, Deep. Yay. This is our rockin' friend of the United Kingdom. We never get to talk to you. I'm sorry. I missed you.
No, that's fine. I missed you as well, Jethro. Hi, Melissa.
Hello,
so my name is Deep. Yeah, hi.
Hi.
So I'll straight get on to my question.
Okay.
I'm trying to come out of a bad marriage with a lady I have a 4-year-old child with. And I also like a girl called Anne who likes me, but she has a boyfriend with whom she is incompatible, and he's the wrong person for her, is what I have been told. So my question is, when do you see me being able to come out of my marriage, and when do you see me being able to get into a relationship with this girl I like called Anne?
Okay. First of all, the guidance that's coming through first is that your child is the first and foremost most important thing about this whole thing that's going on. It's not that your needs aren't going to be allowed to be met or any of that. There's too much drama going on. The first step you have to take is what is best for your child and what is best for your communication with your soon-to-be ex with that situation. And then once you get that cleared, you've got to clear your space first. You can't go from this relationship right into somebody. It's good that you like somebody. You've got to take a little break from it. Clear this energy before you can start on something else, because your child is feeling the repercussions of the loss that hasn't even happened yet. And that's going to be a time of great grieving, and it's going to be a time of great bonding for both of you. So you have to be more patient. Right now it's like you want to jump the gun and substitute some stuff because you don't want to. You psychically know what needs to be done, and that's brilliant and noble and valiant. The everyday mundane stuff has to be worked out because we're dealing with a child, a beautiful child here. Okay, Jethro?
I agree, and I feel that's what also is happening. And it's a frustrating thing sometimes when the guys, because of Saturn right now, karma is things that you guys are, all of you involved around the situation, are all putting in work. And that's what they're telling. I agree very much with Melissa. I love talking to you. The banker, please get in our contest. You're one of our probably highest ICT guys I know. You're very technically savvy, very smart gentleman. And I'll put in to win one of these baskets. These Christmas baskets are going to have a lot of goodies in them.
All right, sure, I will do, Jethro. So, Melissa, do you see any timelines for when I come out from this marriage and when I can get into the new relationship?
Right. I mean, it feels like it could develop into a court battle if you guys aren't careful, so try to keep it out of court. Do you know what I mean, where you don't have to go into court, that you can sign the papers off? Your ex, soon-to-be ex-wife is very stubborn about it. So the guidance that's coming through, Dee, is that you've got to focus on when you start to focus on the needs of your daughter, like that's everything that's important to you now, think of nothing else but that and your relationship with her, you'll see it bending. December's coming up, and you want to try to get this wrapped up as soon as possible. I mean, it may fall into by February, March of 2014, but if you can, you know, it feels like it may linger into the new year, you know, the first half of the new year. So just stay focused on what your daughter's relationship with you is. That's your first assignment. That's your homework. And keep putting it out there that this marriage is no longer a viable arrangement for the good of all. It's no longer viable. And so we need to heal. So maximum, I would say, you know, first half of 2014, if you can continue to, like, no later than May, but if you can continue to kind of put your thoughts, plant those seeds about how you want this to go, it might be sooner than that.
Right, and the new relationship?
Forget about it for right now. Don't even go there until you get the paper signed. Because
right.
You don't want your ex to put stuff on you like, well, you know, he's been seeing somebody, and she's got a boyfriend that's not right for her. Do you see that it's too much drama? It's too much to deal with right now, and you're very strong, and you're very empowered, but you don't want to create a bad soup here. You want to do it as legitimately as possible. Okay, I have a 4-year-old daughter. I got to think of her first. Boom. Okay, what is my relationship with her? Boom. How can I dissolve this marriage in the most integrous way? Boom. My heart is drawn to this other woman. What's my daughter's needs first? It's temporary. It's not going to be like forever that you're going to not be able to have another partner. It's just for right now, your daughter is in, you don't want her to take the brunt of this. She doesn't understand right now what's going on.
Right, but do you see the new...
Hello?
Sorry. The banker, we apologize. The timing-wise, we've gotten through one question per person. We're going to go on to the next person. We do apologize. That happened. We give each person so much with questions. 253, you're next. We'll get the banker back and try to say hello or apologize. If not, 253, you're next on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you today?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Becky.
Yay,
hi, Becky.
Hi. The hounds of the mermaid, the wild, lovely mermaid. It's Amy's Wild Ones.
Hi, Becky. How can we help you today, Becky?
Okay. This is kind of a complicated thing, and I kind of have to talk quiet. But I'm in a relationship, and
Okay, you have to start over because I couldn't hear what you first said first. It got kind of muffled.
It's kind of complicated.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm in a new relationship, but this, I mean, you know, he lives here half the time, you know, a lot. And my kids are older. They're 22 and 18. But he drinks a lot. My son, my kids now told me they don't like that. And, you know, and I just noticed that when you're not something new. And so was it going to get better or is it going to get worse?
What, his drinking?
Yeah.
No, it's not going to get better. And you're not in charge of fixing that. Why do you think
right.
you drew him? Why do you think you drew this man to you? Have you been feeling needy and lonely?
No, I so that's the thing. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, there's no shame in that because we don't. Sometimes we're not even aware that we're doing it. I always say trust the wisdom of the children. It doesn't mean you have to put your needs on hold. But if this man's drinking, he's not going to stop drinking. And you just drew an alcoholic to you. What? You're the goddess.
Yeah, thank you.
You're the goddess. You got to have people like kneeling at your feet with chocolates on a tray and fanning you off and carrying you in a sedan chair, honey. No, you're worth more than this. He's going to suck you dry.
I mean,
sorry. Oh, I just don't know what. I'm sorry, Becky. Go ahead.
No, I totally agree. I've been there, done that one other time, and it's just like, no. And it's just like, why did I think this one was going to even be better?
No, it's sort of almost like a marker. It's almost like a marker. It's almost like, I don't want to use the word test, but it's sort of a marker of how far you've grown and how far you get to keep going because you're going to continue growing. Cut this boy to the curb. Cut it. Just say, you know what, I really enjoyed meeting you. Look, if he's seeing you, what, 6 months out of the year, there's like, he's got other chicks on the side. He's not honest. He's not sincere. And I'm not trying to badmouth anybody, but your guides are just like shaking their finger going, tell her. So you're worth more than this, and you know that you're worth more than this, but something inside of you is holding you back from honoring the empowerment, and this seems to be the word for today, the empowerment of who you really have become. So cut your losses.
Okay, my concern is, will he react and will he be angry? That's what I'm saying because he's here a lot of the times. That's my biggest concern.
Well, you got to just put yourself in. It doesn't matter his reaction. Doesn't matter.
I don't want to be violent.
Well, then don't do it in person. The first thing is like talk to him on the phone. I mean, you're not going to do this in person.
Why he's
Look what
here?
You told me already, Becky. Violent, alcoholic, sees you occasionally. Kids don't like him. Ka-chung.
Okay. Oh, that's why I called. That's why.
No, you're not being lectured here. Your guys are just like yelling in my ear. It's just, they're not yelling. They're just like tell her. So, you know, you'll notice.
No, Jethro knows all this.
Certain guidance will come through, and you'll notice that my voice will change or Jethro's voice will change because we're like relaying the message. So, here's your new mantra. I'm worth more than someone else's abuse.
Okay.
I'm worth more than a tired old alcoholic situation again. My kids mean the world to me, and I value their opinion. I am the goddess incarnate.
Whoa, Melissa.
I'm not kidding. This is what I'm getting. What do you think, Jethro?
Yeah, they're talking to you, and I've got energy here, and we can say honestly, I do know Becky, and she's a phenomenal person because she brought it up in confidentiality, but I love what the energy is.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I can feel it.
Her guides
well,
are like,
I know the evil man
wall.
Is probably having a, my guide, my ego, my husband is probably having a fit.
And Melissa's interpreting it in a nicer way, but he is complimenting you very much about the at your feet and the chocolates, and I love what's happening. And she's right on, and it's like, oh my goodness, you know, because as confidential, we never, you know, this is all live. We just take people as they come in, and I love with you is, you know, knowing you, and like you said there, it is true. Eagle Man and all of us who've listened to the show, he is going nuts. We've just had two of the boards. He dropped about 16 calls off. We have people calling back. We also had... During the conversation with you and Melissa, as she's praising you, he was giving me emails or something here that's like, yes, yes, yes. And when I went to see who the person was, it came up E-Eagle. So there is no E-Eagle on my Facebook that I know of. I'm checking right now. It intrigued me. But I think he got his point made that he wants them. He's confirming that all 120% is what he believes. And I hear the angels are telling me also that this was the one before. This was like the test. A Native American, the first one you never choose. You always take a little while because the better one's coming. And they're saying that someone tried to count coup on you. They tried to like take a piece of hair, and this person was brought to you as some kind of a energy that was brought in, and you're trying to heal him by this. And there's something going on, and they said you're gonna let him, like she said, he gets to go bye bye, and Eagle Man's like just so grateful for this, you know. And it's
okay.
Like I'm so impressed also with you. It's good to hear from you. We haven't heard from you. I know you've been out groaning. We want that. We want people doing their work. He definitely put in for the Psychics Gone Wild contest. You know, you were hearing earlier, we're going to be giving away baskets of stuff. There's going to be a good presents plus readings and everything, and we're going to give away, it looks like, probably three of them around Christmas.
Okay, I will do that.
Becky, keep up the great work. Don't doubt yourself, ever. Don't ever doubt yourself. Trust that intuition. It's guiding you, and you are protected. Call in extra protection if you need it. Call in all those guides and angels and those who look over you with love and light and support. And just go get those people that are going to carry you on that sedan chair, girl, and fan you off.
We are on a long one here. We just got the phones, did it, and we're back again on the 256. You're up next. We are Psychics Gone Wild, Jethro and Melissa, giving you the best for last and having a fun time. And I hope you are. How are you, 256?
Good. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
What's your name, Hannah?
This is Kimberly. How are y'all?
Hi, Kimberly. How you doing, girly girl?
Good.
Good. How can we help you, Kimberly?
Yeah, I just want just a good message for the holidays.
Well, take that knife out of your heart and bury it in the ground.
Uh-oh.
and kick up your heels and dance. Because it looks like there's a cornucopia of goodwill coming for you, good news, good joy, but it's after you. There, for some reason, there was a knife in your heart. Only you know what that guidance means. Pull it out and bury it in the earth. Metaphorically, do a ritual, do whatever it takes, and just get ready to start kicking up your heels and dancing, because there's a cornucopia of goodwill and good things coming for you. Yay, team.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I got chills. What do you think, Jethro?
I'm getting it. You're right on. And I'm getting some other work. And I've got to ask some of the ones we've got here that to say a medium is a go-between. If you think of the word medium, and it's like there's quite a few of us who do medium work, and we welcome that. I do ask if you guys are in the chat room, do love and come and get on contact with us. Have a fun time. Very much what Melissa's getting. I'm getting a lot of surge into her energy right now. So they're telling me that me and you should need to work with and let Kimberly know that your strengths, Kimberly, have grown to where you need to be doing some of this work. You don't get to sit at the back of the thing anymore. You've been sitting on the bench. It's like, bring her in, coach. I'm ready to play. And they're like, bring her in, coach. She's ready to play. And they're joking. Your guys are like, come on in, Kimberly. Come on in. And I love it.
And dance seems to be really important to you, just kicking up your heels and dancing in a long skirt and spinning and even in bare feet. There's something about movement that's really, really significant for you in particular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you go, girl.
All right. Well, thank
you
very much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you both.
You're welcome.
Put in for our contest, Kim. We're going to be giving away lots of stuff. If you have a friend that can do a video, you can have a really affordable little video done, and you may be the big winner.
Yes, and I'm a medium, too, actually, according to what people were asking. Yes, we're psychic mediums.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Call us if you need that work done. That's what we're here for. And, Kimberly, you get ready to play. We're going to expect a little dancing one from you on the south.
I don't know
who you think's favorite, because I catch you on all of them. We don't know who Kimberly's favorite is. There's four of you regulars that I bet you, Deep Anchor, and a few of you others that we'd like to know who you think is your favorite one of us. You can have more.
Yes, we're not competing. There's no competition here. This is all done in good fun and joyful expectation, joyful celebration. It's not, you know, we're desperate and we have to win. We're just having fun. It's all for play and for fun. If we take it too seriously, it taints the work.
Exactly. But I'm definitely going to participate in the contest.
Okay, girly girl. We love you, Kimberly. You're beautiful.
All right. Love you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you, too.
All right.
We are wild, wild, wild.
We already have an individual who wrote me, says, I have a movie one on my cameras. I sat down, I did slide shots, I did pictures, and Patty is what I say. I says, okay, then send it to us. And Patty's on Fridays. We'll put her in, too. She's got They're going crazy. This is Cheryl Bianska. She's writing me from New York. She says, I love her. I must have this. I want Patty to win right now. You have to wait because we're not going to give out the numbers until Christmas Eve. So the highest numbers on the 24th, now you guys are going to find more. I know you're like, God, Jethro, you're so gone wild. You have it until the 24th. We'll pick the winners, then we will announce it. I've had a lot of individuals ask me what happened to us last year. Last year on Christmas, if you remember right, we had a really phenomenal show. It was just a blast, and I know a lot of individuals were writing in. Amy also went on for you guys on Christmas Eve. We are asking her to do that again this year. For those of you who are a little sad or want to do, we'll have a one. And Amy did a two-hour show Christmas Eve last year. She's a medium, like Melissa is a medium. I work some in that area. Patty does. I know that there's a couple other readers that we have that do too. One thing I want to ask you guys, and while we're going through this, and you guys are writing me emails today, let us know what topics you want. I've had a person write me, how come my aura, Melissa, why and how come is my aura feeling so sensitive? I've been watching and sensing. I have a friend who sees my aura. They told me that I have changed from a very positive green learning teacher aura. Now I'm a little drab brown. I don't feel sick. I don't feel odd. My aura is now sensitive. Is this making sense?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jethro.
Why is my aura brown? And can you help me with this, Melissa?
Yes, of course. Hi. You've taken on too much energy from other people right now. You're not. You need to ground yourself more, and you need to give yourself more time outside doing a little meditation, maybe even swimming in salt water somehow if you can do that. It's not a bad thing. The blue is for communication and higher beings. The brown is for grounding. So you need to ground yourself more in order to do this work, because you do spiritual work. And our auras change continuously as we do things, as we go through things. But for your particular guidance, it is that you are taking on other people's stuff, and you need to not do that. And so your message is from the highest order of communication, that blue ray, it's not only the blue chakra and the root chakra for the brown, but we're also dealing with, you know, the Archangel Michael contingency, the blue rays, the Jesus contingency, the highest beings contingency. So they're trying to tell you, stop taking on so many things for other people, and get outside in nature, try to do a sea salt bath or a sea salt swim, and ground yourself more. And when you do the work that you do, be more discreet. It's because you're such a giving person that it's kind of affecting you. Jethro?
Yeah, I agree very much. And see, this is why, and those of you writing in, you can get to us, and we're going to give you just a second here. Give us a few minutes for a break, just so it'll be about less than 1 minute. If you want to contact, I want you guys to check out our people at psychesgonewild.com. Today, our phenomenal Melissa can be picked up and read through. If you want an email reading or contact her, and I say picked up, I apologize, to be able to contact. I'm having a speech moment. I think my mercury just moved over a bit. MERMANARTS@gmail.com.
MANARTS@gmail.com.
And those of you looking on the site, you can always catch it there on Skype or look in the chat room where Dan put it out there for you guys. We're going to take just a minute. Listen to this commercial, you guys. This is one of the greatest classes we're having. It's wild, and we have a few spaces left. If you contact me at Psyche's Gone Wild or Psyche Jethro, my schedule's on.
What is lithomancy? Lithomancy is usually defined as a method of divination that involves gems or stones, and is often thought of as reading stones. Many different methods of lithomancy have existed over the ages. This is psychic and author Gary L. Wimmer. I learned lithomancy in 1980 and have been using it for 33 years. The method I use and the method I will be teaching involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, magic, commitment, place, and luck. A piece of leather or lace is used to form a circle about 14 inches in diameter. The inside of the circle represents the current three-month cycle, the outside represents the longer term, and the circle itself represents the environment. These 16 stones are dropped or tossed into the circle. The reader then visualizes a clock superimposed upon the circle, then reads the stones from the center or the core issues up to the top of the circle, which represents 12 o'clock, then around the circle, going through the hours of the clock, each hour representing 1 week. To learn more about this fascinating and revealing methodology, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Click on the link, A Course in Lithomancy, on the left side of the page. All instructions are there. Join us for this unique and interesting course. Thank you for your time.
I thank all of you for listening in. That was Gary, our teacher of Lithmacy, and I everybody's going, what's going on, Jethro? We're having a lot of technical wildness in here, this area, which is a good thing. It means when you guys hear a lot of tapes that me and Melissa are behind in the background, and I'm running through every network I can to keep it going. We have a bunch of callers. We love you guys. We're doing it down to one question. We did get Deep Anchor back. We waved to you, Deep Anchor. We got to say hello to you. We got to go on to the next person, and we thank you for calling in. We're looking here at some other individuals here. We're going to go to 856. How are you, 856?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. I'm doing good, and I'm enjoying your show very much.
Hi. What's your name, baby girl?
Stacy. And I think you are one cool lady, let me tell you.
Back at you. I'm so honored. Thank you, Stacy. How can we help you?
I recently met a wonderful person, and we started dating, and I really care for him and enjoying the new friendship, and just wanted to see what kind of feel you guys got about it.
Well, first of all, you are such a gracious, lovely being. You appreciate everything. It's like, you know, and the scent and flower I'm getting for you, for some reason I'm getting a smell and a scent for you. Lilacs are very important for you right now. You want to research lilac. That's actually, you're getting protection from higher beings, and it's also a very inviting smell and flower. So lilacs, that's your homework and guidance. This gentleman has a little shyness. It feels like he's a little shy. He's kind of been out of the scene for a little while. So as you take your time getting to know each other, do you do a lot with flowers, Stacy? Because I'm getting daffodils for you. It's like this garden growing, these colors I'm getting for you. Is what's being shared with me. So yellow and purple. So yellow is the solar plexus chakra. Purple is your highest. It's actually the lilac color would be your crown chakra. So it looks like you're coming into your higher self is coming in, and you're getting into balance with this self-esteem that you have. You want to just let it unfold naturally. There's no icky anything around it because you are so gracious. People tend to have a tendency to sometimes a little bit take advantage of you. So you want to kind of be, you know, not so much on your guard because that means you have to control stuff. It's more like just be aware, you know, that your needs are just as important. And it's the kind of relationship that needs a garden. That's probably why those flowers were coming through. It's a garden that needs to be tended. So as it unfolds and as, you know, more seeds get planted, just allow it to unfold. You don't have to do anything but be this beautiful, charming, gracious person that you are, except to have awareness about making sure you take care of the way you feel, the way you react, and, you know, so that you are in tandem with this person. Jethro?
I agree very much, and we have a lot of people also that have wrote in and asking me for this, and I'm going to do this real quick with you. I could feel the energy with you. I think that Stacy, she was right on with what Melissa's getting. Stacy, you've got a lot of other energy too that's happening. There's something else that's coming into your life that's going to be real soon, and that's why you're feeling this energy with this relationship. The guides are giving him the shake. They want to make sure he can stand on the sail of it, or you won't be able to go with your ship.
I'm sorry,
Jessica.
What was that last sentence?
I know. It's like, we sound like we're on a ship. This place is about ready to go wild. They're telling me that energy with you, and then he is this whatever's going on with this other relationship, they've kind of set him back because he has to be tested before he can go with you on the shift. Like, your shift come in is what they're telling me. In like a couple months here, let's say like in February, you've got some very positive stuff coming, and he has to prove himself now, this relationship, before he can be with you then.
Oh, that sounds great, because my heart really went out to the young lady that had written to you getting that letter, because about a year and a half ago, I had lived in a serious relationship real fast, and the day of my 50th birthday that we were supposed to celebrate, he called me and said he wasn't feeling it anymore and broke up with me on my actual birthday, and I was hurting like that girl. And I haven't dated for a year and a half, and I'm out there now, and I'm enjoying a beautiful new friendship. And I just kind of wanted to tell her to hang in there, because if someone tells you they don't want to be with you, sometimes you wish for something, and you realize later how lucky you are that you didn't get what you wished for.
Right on. They were doing you a favor.
That's why you called in today. You and Melissa. Melissa's sometimes our honorary one. It's not in a bad way. It's in a good way. I love her readings. But Melissa goes right in for it. She's not a shark, but she goes right in for where it is. And that's why you called it. And what you just said made me laugh so bad. I got to tell you, it's like Sundays is blunt. If you're ready for her, Melissa, you're ready. Because I've had writers, and I've had worked this for years, and I love Melissa. She knows that. I respect her not only your talents, but I love what you just said. Because, you know, that happens in a lot of times with what we do. I've had people just flat out tell me that they were upset with me because of what I'm saying, and then always usually they come back, not always, but I've had other people even tell me that, like you said, they wanted it so bad that they were upset. I had a couple who had, they got a divorce over what I said to them, and they were so mad.
Oh my.
Later,
well, don't shoot us. We're just the messengers. Again, I reiterate, we're the messengers. Don't shoot us.
And if it makes me feel any better, this guy is still calling a year and a half later with a tail between his legs wanting me to take him back.
And look how powerful you are now, Stacy, because you don't have to mess with it. Because he's got an addiction problem. He has like an addiction problem. And people can have addiction problems that aren't alcohol. He is emotionally addicted, and so you're stronger. And look at you. You're loving life, and you just appreciate everything. That's what's so wonderful about you. I mean, you're the kind of person
where
we're just like, can we come to tea with you now? Because you would make everything perfect. You are. We can feel it.
Thank you. I would have a blast with you guys. I can tell you that.
Thank you, Stacy. We love you and everybody.
Follow us if you want to follow, or if you want Psychics Gone Wild, and put in definitely for the contest. We do need you guys a snail mail. I never share that. I'm always confidential. That's never sold or shared. But I do need it because I am psychic, but I can't find you. I have two winners right now. I'm sending you a beautiful I have a book. I can't send it. I had a friend tell me, pick up the telephone book, and the first one that feels like this number from Chicago wins it. You don't want me to do that. Please just send it to me, because sometimes I am psychic, but I can see there's a lot of people in there who want these toys. So you guys gotta contact me and say, you know, I am so and so, and I did it. I had a person write me on Facebook and made me laugh so bad. I guess 6 months ago you won one of the jewelry and the earrings. I was so busy.
Right, and also remember, we don't tune in unless we have your permission. You know,
yeah.
We're not sitting here going, oh, that person and this person, and you know, people. If anybody does that with you, that's not ethical. We don't have that right. We don't have that permission. And even if they pick up on something, they may be picking up on something else, because you don't give permission. So, you know, before I do this work, or I come on with Jethro, or anytime I'm preparing a special, you know, space and blessing and everything to, because you have given me permission to do so for you. And that's, you know, so it's like I said, Jethro is psychic. Yeah, you can pick up only so much. I'm psychic, but we don't do it without your permission. Just saying.
Exactly.
Snap.
And I love that. And now this is new age and this is old school. And see, me and Melissa both just let you know, this is the old school. You never scan. And yet I know of newer psychics and work with a lot of individuals over this country who believe that if you feel it, you're entitled to go there. If you feel something and without the person's permission, you are entitled to say, I do sense something, and it's just like you ask for their permission. Would you like me to read this? If you're not, you're scanning. And I agree with Melissa. My older teachers, man, if you scan somebody, it was like you went in and basically you were looking in their underwear drawer, and they would embarrass me so bad by saying that to me. I was never going to just reach over, hello, by the way, I see that you're, you know, you're into this and you like that, because it is. You have to get permission. I work with so many of people, and you know, if you say your guides are not letting you and they're just throwing it at you, I'm sorry. You need to get focused, because this can hurt you. This gift, you don't want it on 24/7. Have you ever seen a psychic who's just like, and on the seventh day of the third one, and over here someone there, and those are the ones who've done this. And I can say this and proudly say this after doing this for over 30 some years. When you're doing this work, like Melissa, you also want to turn it off. I had a lady I dated that teased me. She goes, "You're worse than a radio." I reached over the country, and I was like, and over here with them, and now the husband was married, and the kids were there, and 16 children went, and she's like, "Oh, my goodness." And then we'd be talking, and this was a long time ago. It taught me very clearly, tune it off.
It's also important to nurture these gifts. You know, everybody has gifts. We nurture them. We are drawn, like for me, it's a 24/7 job. It may not mean that I'm, you know, like tuning into people 24/7, but I'm compelled to do the work. So whether it's being drawn to reading something new, or I'm guided and I'm talking to somebody who shares something with me, that's the path unfolding. But it's all integrity-based work, and it's to help people, again, like we've been talking about this empowerment thing. When people decide they're going to just tell you something out of the blue sky without your permission, they violated not only the code of ethics, but they violated your boundaries. And it's not so much that they're always right. They're not usually right. If something comes up to me and I'm in a store and I'm talking to somebody, and I said, "I have a bit of information. Do I have your permission?" And they usually say, "Yes, but, you know, it's only because their guides are saying they will be receptive. This is important for them to know." I don't go seeking it. It sometimes happens. But it's always about an agreement and having permission to do so.
And one more email, and then we're going to go. We've got a lot of phone calls. We're going to probably get one or two more of you callers. Be patient. I know there's about 14 of you that have been on since the show. Tune in again. One of the emails we've got is from Tierra from Oklahoma. "Jethro, I'm asking you, please do more than an hour. You guys are not enough. We know. We are looking and listening and wanting to hear more. I love your shows. You guys are fun. Please tell me what I should do with my boyfriend, Ted." Oh, Tierra, and I do know, and I understand what you're writing. Tierra, I think you should have kicked him to the curb a long time ago. I did write that to you. I'm not being mean. I don't know if you want me to say it over the air. Ted needs to go bye-bye. He needs to go to the girlfriend across that he's dating. I'm sorry, we went it out on the radio. I am blunt. You wanted it, you got it. Tell Ted to go bye-bye. Stay gone.
Yeah,
it's
run its course. It's done. It's like it's no longer your cross to bear. You know, if you want to be a martyr in it, and that's one thing, but it's run its course. That's what's catch. Is it okay if I do this, Jethro? Sorry, I didn't even ask you. I'm just like blurring. I'm teasing. I know we're sharing this. I know. See me? Okay. I got a $5 special going. Okay, anyway. No, just kidding. Anyway, yes, it's done. It's run its course, and now you're wearing it as a you don't want to be crucified anymore. You're done. No more crucifixion here. No more martyrdom.
And we've got 814. You're on live. We're having a blast. This is Psychic Jethro and Dina. I'm sorry, Melissa Berman.
Dina's with us. Hi, Dina. I know you're out there somewhere.
He's thinking about me. You know, your website, everybody's seen it over here. I've got people writing me, why is, and it's because I am the one who shared her site. I am grounded. Please don't be mad, but I was trying to get this while we were going to the show. Someone wanted a reading by Dina. I sent the site to you, and now you're telling me, no, because Melissa's on with me now. Melissa doesn't sound like Dina because she's Melissa. Like you guys, these guys are 814. I'm in trouble. I did.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is John. How are you?
Good.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good. I just had a quick question. I wanted to know what you saw for my love life. I've had a really hard time finding a guy for me. I've been single for so many years, so I thought maybe I'd call and see what you would tell me.
Well, the time that you've been alone has been a time of reflection and deciding what it is that you feel is right for your life. So now, as far as drawing that to your life, if you go to the bars or if you are at an event, you want to start being the one that checks people out. I'm hearing Tyra. You know how Tyra Banks checks people out, like for her show. I don't know why this is coming through, but it's your guidance, okay, John? Just ride, okay. Ride with it with us. You know how Tyra Banks is very gentle and kind, but she's also scrutinizing, and you have earned that right. You can scrutinize. You're worth more than the way you receive. Sometimes it's crumbs and stuff. That's not who you are. You're worth more. So you are a prince. Be Prince Charming. You deserve Prince Charming back. It feels like you need to be out a little bit more in the kind of events where you would like to meet somebody, you know, where you would want somebody to meet you. It feels like, you know, a yacht club or, you know, a higher kind of end place or a nice store that's having an event, like a Barney's that's having an event where you can kind of work your hair, work the room, I always say, and you get to be the one that calls the shots and how this comes about. What do you think, Jethro? John, you're fabulous. We love you. Snap, snap.
Paul, do you see this coming about for the new year? When do you see this happening for me?
I'm feeling February.
Yeah, I am too. And the angels are telling me with you, John, that there is the love there, but they're giving me music with you, and they said that part of your own energy is part of what's happening. Then it'll happen. Until then, you're going to get through it. There's something that goes on with you quite often during the holidays. Most people get a little depressed or because of the time of the year. With you, it seems like it puts you in a state of mind that your family and things, and you kind of push a little bit away from the love. I'm not trying to be mean, but they said it's like you and Cupid get a little bit of an argument, and then you start letting Cupid back in around January. They're also telling me that, John, something else has happened for you here right now in your life that you need a relationship. They're saying that there's a need, and I feel the angels are going to provide it, but they are bringing it around there. I see that coming in. Maybe even, they might even give in and let you have a little bit earlier into like January. Just going to depend on you and your physical energy.
So you're shifting that energy by changing the way you meet people, okay, John? You're shifting the energy and the way that you want to receive meeting someone. You want to meet somebody the way you want somebody to meet you. And it looks fabulous.
Yep. Okay, well, thank you so much. I'm glad
I
got
like you're
going
to have
finals.
A couple people to choose from, too, honey. Yay.
Oh, that would be a nice change.
Well, it's time. And you just, you know, whatever grief you have, you know, you're working through it. Whatever sadness you have, like Jethro just said, you're working through it. And just keep holding the standard that you live by. That's what's going to shift it. No more crumbs.
I will do that. Thank you
okay,
both so
honey.
Very much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you to you. Lovely to speak with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
We're down, you guys, to the last couple minutes. We may try to whip somebody through here real wild one question, but we've also let you know we will be not open Thanksgiving this year. It's like it's gone wild. We'll be having a party. We've got to be eating. You know how I am. That's my favorite hobby. I'm excited. I'm going to be going to the Floridian here, and I will be promoting it and talking about it to you about the Floridian restaurant. It is a haunted restaurant here in Tampa, Florida. It'll be my first time there. I'm like a little kid. You know, I have to always go to these places and then tell you all about it over the radio. It's like it's going to rock because this is like the theater here. The Tampa Theater is one of the few world places, known places. Very phenomenal and very haunted. I did get a little bit of pictures. I have some stuff there on Psyche's Gone Wild if you'd like to see it or look on my site, Jethro Smith. We are wild. This is me, Jethro, and Melissa talking to you, one from California, one from Florida, giving you the best of what we can do to help you with your future. I have a friend now that's writing down, Melissa, I just feel you are a very strong, positive individual, and I think that you should know that you help a lot of people. And I have been listening to you all day, and I just find you very warm and positive. Thank you. I was very depressed when I called in, I started listening in to you and called in. I changed my mind about having a reading. I will do it a little later, but I have to go back because I'm at work. So we're letting
you know.
Oh, my
God, thank you so much. I'm so, you don't know, you guys, when you share that with us, it's such a privilege to be here for you, first of all, and to be able to do this work and share it. And I find that the Psychics Gone Wild, all of our listeners who are us, we're one, we're a family together. You're just so bright and evolved, and the questions you ask and the things, and you're so receptive. And it's life-changing for me, and I can speak for Jethro, too, because it just helps us confirm that, you know, if we're on the right track and we're doing what we're supposed to do, we can continue, and we can all continue to meet in this sacred space. So thank you from the bottom of my heart and soul.
We love that, and we welcome you. I'm reading off just a few people here just because this is how to get a hold of us. Here's some more requests. We're going to thank you, Terry. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild group. Let's welcome Renee from Australia. Laura Lee from Oh, my gosh. Laura Lee is from the United Kingdom. We have Kella from Carolina, and we have Don from New Hampshire. Thank you, guys, all of you coming in to Psyche's Gone Wild on Facebook. Please stay and like us as friends there. I love to have you guys there. Then we can help you by giving suggestions. Yes, Peg Wolf will be on. Peg Wolf Jones will be on Tuesday, Going Wild with Gary. We have another individual writing, where is that angel lady? She's right here on Tuesdays. Tune in. We're going to have a whole different schedule for you guys in December. We did ask, and you guys wanted, and we've had a request that you really want. Melissa is going to be going to a Thursday, so you guys, it's going to be a late-night show. We are going wild.
We're going to be so wild. That, oh, la, 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 la. But this is lovely. Sunday brunch is wonderful, too. So hopefully you guys, you know, will come and join us on Thursday nights, 7 o'clock Eastern time, and 10 o'clock, 7 o'clock, where do I live? Jethro, where am I? Whee! 10 o'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock Central time, 7 o'clock East Coast, West Coast time. Yeah, I live in three different worlds. Hello!
That's everybody that's throwing us out the door. See you again next week.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye. Thanks for everything.